Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Jazz Festival gets underway today and runs through until November the 27th. Organiser Roslyn Russell is here.
We first met, I think, Roslyn, about sort of 4 years ago at the start of the first one.
Yeah.
So I guess, is everything what you were expecting it to be 4 years later?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. 4 years ago, we had about 20 events, and now it's just over 60 events. So it has expanded a lot, and so many people want to be involved now, you know, across the board, from, you know, schools to venues. So we now, this year, we've got Saffron Hall involved, and we've got Cambridge Corn Exchange now involved for 2 years in a row. So I think, yeah, it's just that there's an overwhelming response over the years to kind of come along and also participate at the festival.
So the size of the venue has increased, which tends to suggest that the popularity of the festival as a whole has also gone up.
Yes, and actually to bring some of the really big names as well, you need a big venue to get them along. So we've got Madeleine Peru playing on the 27th of November for the final closing night as well. So yeah, that's going to be amazing.
If you go to, Cambridge Folk Festival is a good example. Montreux Jazz Festival. I've been to the Montreux Jazz Festival a few times. I don't think I've seen any jazz there yet. does the Cambridge Jazz Festival do what it says on the tin?
I remember reading, actually, I think it was the Dubai Jazz Festival and they had Duran Duran. But no, we're not going to go that way. So the Cambridge Jazz Festival, jazz, really, it's one of the most diverse forms of music, and at the heart of it all is improvisation. But what we tend to do is, we do have straight jazz, you know, early jazz, bebop to, you know, more contemporary jazz, but we also have a lot of crossover jazz, crossing over to funk.
It's kind of where Duran Duran come in, really, then, isn't it?
So there's jazz funk, there's a lot of soul, there's even punk jazz as well. So
I want to know more now about punk. What's punk jazz?
So that's World Service Project. They'll be playing this Friday. But you can hear all the jazz chords and the melodies and harmonics, but at the heart of it, you still hear the punk angst.
Right.
In that jazz,
okay,
as well. So, but I mean, jazz is a real kind of freedom of expression, and it's kind of how you make it, really.
Now we have a keyboard here, which is always promising, and we also have someone behind the keyboard as well, who I realise actually doesn't have a microphone, which isn't particularly useful. But Vicky, just quickly say good morning.
Good morning.
Because you're with the band, you're the same band as Roslyn, is that correct?
Yes,
the rest of the time?
We play in various things, but one of our real fun performances is a band called the Alley Cats, and we're a 7-piece jazz band, and we do all our own Disney arrangements of tunes from Disney, and all different feels, from swing to ska to reggae to, but you know, the heart of it is jazz and improvisation, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, I think between the two of you, we're going to do a couple of songs this morning. Are we going to get Disney? He said optimistically.
Well, we could do.
Well, that's now official.
Definitely.
You don't have to do the next one if you've got one plan to do to start off with, but which we'll ask you to perform for us now, if you don't mind. So what are we going to hear?
We're going to do a song called "Don't Go to Strangers." It was a hit for Etta Jones in the early 60s. Dreams to the stars above, but when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, my darling, come on to me. let your fingers burn. But when you've got no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, my darling, come on to me. So when you hear that call, you've got to follow your heart. You'll follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, 'cause I'm an old hand. I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, my darling, come on to me.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was lovely. I do love some live music in this studio, but that has got to be one of my favourite performances. Thank you. That was amazing.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Cambridge Jazz Festival. The organiser, one of the organisers and founder of the festival, Rosalind Russell, is still with us. What sort of age range does jazz appeal to these days?
I'd say across the board. And actually, an interesting thing that I've learnt recently is that the 25 to 35 age gap, they're streaming more jazz. And it's an increase of about 115%, which is incredible, really.
Because that's a far cry from the stereotypical, you know, old men with beards in, well, you couldn't have smoky rooms anymore, been outlawed, but you get the point. It's not quite the, you know, people streaming jazz music onto their phones or wherever. It is not necessarily the image which is normally conjured up.
Yeah, I think there's a fantastic London underground scene going on at the moment, which fuses jazz with a lot of contemporary sounds at the moment. And there's a lot of artists, like, for example, Kendrick Lamar. Mm. He uses a lot of jazz musicians, and he's inspiring a lot of young people to hear more jazz. And I think it's fantastic.
Mm, absolutely. I've never, like we were saying earlier, I just never have really... I am quite a fan of jazz. I don't know an awful lot about it, but I do know that I like to go around and just listen to some of that. Like, I find it's really a great type of music to listen to in the background while you're trying to do some work or something. I've never understood the whole image of, oh, an old man stroking his beard in a corner of a room. To me, that is definitely not jazz. Jazz is definitely something that Kendrick Lamar's bringing, and like under that underground scene, it's not predictable. I think that's why it's always kept so relevant.
Yeah, it's always pushing the boundaries as well. It's very cutting edge. Yeah. And I think there's some fantastic new artists around at the moment who are inspiring a new generation and the next generation of jazz musicians and listeners.
Mm. In the next couple of weeks, are there a couple of, you know, bands, a couple of evenings that you really recommend? Maybe some for people who think they don't understand jazz, and maybe that's a good way for them to hear what it's really about, or for some of us who do love it. I mean, yeah, are there any standouts that you could recommend?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
Sorry? The Mingus Band. Yeah, if you... There's a fantastic band called the Blues and Roots Ensemble, and I don't know whether a couple of years ago there was a big night at the Proms where they celebrated Charles Mingus, and this band, I think Charles Mingus' music is brilliant. It really appeals to, you know, to everyone. So they're playing on Sunday the 25th at the Mumford Theatre. And they've kind of done their arrangements of all the Charles Mingus music across the board, and that should be really, really good fun. There's also other bands that kind of cross over. So one of my favourite bands, actually, they started in Cambridge, is a band called Resolution 88. They're a Fender Rhodes sounding band with inspirations from Herbie Hancock, but they bring a lot of the contemporary, mm-hmm. you know, beats, broken beats with it as well. So they, you know, all of their stuff is original, but very much, you know, pushing the boundaries. And they'll be playing at the Portland Arms on Friday, the 23rd of November. And another Cambridge favourite, which everybody loves, because, you know, a lot of people may have seen them, you know, around Cambridge over the years. And they were a student band, and the last couple of years they've been playing at, you know, Love Supreme, Glastonbury. They've done so well. And we have them every year at the festival because they are so much fun. And that is the Brass Funkies.
Oh, yes. I've seen the Brass Funkies. They're good.
So they'll be playing on Sunday the 25th at the Stories Field Centre, this new, fantastic new development, new concert venue, which is beautiful. It's stunning inside. So, yeah, there's so many more. And there's an artist. She's very well in London, very well known in London. She's called Finny Behrman. She's got a beautiful voice. She's kind of jazz crossing over to folk. She's written her own arrangements of David Bowie tunes. Mm. So her show, This Is Not America, is going to be at the Locker Cafe, which is, it used to be Clowns.
Oh, now I know where. Yeah. Yes, I know exactly where you mean now, on King Street.
And, yeah, so yes. Her little trio will be there performing in a lovely, small, intimate venue, and she's got a fantastic voice, and I think her arrangements are going to be really special.
I think that might be the one I want to go that and see. When is that?
That's on Sunday, the November. Actually, so many are on Sunday.
That's the problem, the 25th. Isn't it?
But it's during the day, so you could, you know, hop from one to the other.
During the day, trust me, when you get up at silly o'clock in the morning to come in here, then during the day on a Sunday, that's very good.
So that's Sunday, that sounds 3 o'clock.
Fantastic.
This coming Sunday.
Sunday the 25th.
Sunday the 25th. Yeah. We might have to write that in our diaries for a mid-Sunday afternoon visit to the Locker. Can we get one more song out of you before we go? So, please make it a Disney song.
Oh, yes, we are. Right, yes.
Well, that'll make Julian happy and my niece, who's listening in, and apparently is a jazz convert.
Oh, brilliant.
Jazz,
thank you.
Jazz and Disney together. What more can you want when you're two?
A tramp, but they love him, breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I hope that he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cow, he's a tramp. But I love him, even I have it, got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover. There's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel this way. Tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Yeah. Wish that I could travel his way.
Love that so much.
I've only had to refrain myself from joining in on backing vocals during that one. Rosalind, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck with it all.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Tickets, where do we go?
Oh, yeah, so you can go to the website, cambridgejazzfestival.info, and there's a button there you can click on box office, or if you go to look at all the different events, there'll be a book now ticket.
But okay.
Essentially, they're you can get them at the box office at the Cambridge Live, or some of the tickets are issued by We Got Tickets. And you can, in some cases, buy tickets at the door as well for some of the events.
That sounds good. Rosalind, thank you very much. Well, Vicky as well for providing the keyboard accompaniment. thanks to you too. It is 19 minutes now away from 9 o'clock. Some fantastic music this morning from Rosalind. Definitely going to try and get along to some of the jazz festival. From me, Julian Clover.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
Jazz everywhere in Cambridge for the next couple of weeks. The Portland, Storiesfield, Corn Exchange.
Nice.